Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, who ordered us to implement what the Messenger brought and to refrain from what he forbade. May Allah raise the rank of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who put us on a clear and truthful path and protect his nation from that which he feared for them. O Allah, remind us of the good that we have forgotten, teach us the good that we lack, and benefit us with the knowledge that we have learnt. Ameen. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Talabul ilmi fariidatun ala kulli muslim," which means, seeking the obligatory religious knowledge is an obligation upon every Muslim, male and female, related by Al-Bayhaqi. Learning the religious knowledge is among the best things that one may spend one's time doing. The safe path that protects a person and his family from hellfire is by learning the Islamic knowledge, that is, learning what Allah made obligatory upon us and learning what Allah ordered us to avoid. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Holy Quran, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتٍ. Allah raises the ranks of the believers and those who sought the Islamic knowledge. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man yuridi Allahu bihi khayran yufaqihhu fi ad-din," which means, the one for whom Allah willed goodness, Allah guides him to become a knowledgeable person in the religion, narrated by Al-Bukhari. One will not become pious except by learning and practicing that which one learned. This means that one must learn the matters of the religion and follow what one learned. The one who does this is the person who knows how to use one's heart and other organs to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. By this, one will have good manners. One uses one's hearing to obtain the knowledge and one's tongue to review and teach what one has learned. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, بَلِّغُوا عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةٌ, which means, convey from me even if it was one verse, narrated by Al-Bukhari. The sins of the tongue are among what one must avoid. Among the sins of the tongue are giving an Islamic judgment without knowledge, refusing to teach the Islamic obligatory knowledge while there is a student who wishes to acquire it, and refraining from ordering the lawful and forbidding the unlawful. Giving judgment without knowledge. It is sinful for one to give judgments in the matters of the religion out of one's own opinion. This harms the one who does it. For example, if someone says, such and such is allowed or not allowed, while one does not know the Islamic judgment of whether it is allowed or not, one commits a major sin. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَنْ أَفْتَى بِغَيْرِ عِلْمٍ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَةِ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ, which means, let the damnation of Allah, the angels, and all the people be on the one who gives an Islamic judgment without knowledge, related by As-Suyuti. Refusing to teach the Islamic obligatory knowledge while someone wishes to acquire it is also one of the sins of the tongue. An example of it is refusing, without a religious excuse, to teach the personal obligatory knowledge to a person who needs to learn it. The Prophet, may Allah raise his rank, said, مَنْ سُئِلَ عَنْ عِلْمٍ فَكَتَمَهُ أُلْجِمَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِلِجَامٍ مِّن نَارٍ, which means, the one who is asked to teach the religious obligatory knowledge and refrains from it with no excuse will be bridled with a rain of fire on the Day of Judgment, related by Ibn Majah, Al-Hakim and Ibn Hibban. Refraining from ordering the lawful and forbidding the unlawful. This is also among the sins of the tongue, only if one is able. So if someone sees another person leaving out the obligatory prayers, and one is aware that this person listens to advice, one is obligated to order him to pray. when one implements the obligation of ordering the lawful and forbidding the unlawful, the amount of sins people commit will be minimized and lessened. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bestow knowledge and wisdom on us and gather us with the righteous on the Day of Judgment. Ameen. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah knows best.